Sokala Duma Radio.
It's another week and another big interview, just this time with a different host. I'm Jason Acos, standing in for Nkululeko Nkewu, and in this episode, we're delving into the complex, controversial, and shocking topic that is the relegation of Ajax Cape Town. To dissect this, I chat to former Ajax striker Nathan Pulser, who openly talks about what he feels went wrong behind the scenes and what impact it has on South African football. We also go through the complex Tendai and Doro saga and the potential avalanche that could follow that. Lastly, he has to put his head on the block and tell us, is this the end of Ajax Cape Town as we know it? Enjoy the show.
Sokala Duma Radio.
I've got former Ajax Cape Town striker Nathan Pulser on the line. Nathan, thanks for joining us. How are you doing, sir?
Hi there, my man, Jason. I'm good, thanks. And you?
Good, good, good. I think let's dive straight into it. If you can, give me an overall of your thoughts of how Ajax's season went and panned out for them, considering it obviously ended in relegation.
Yeah, no, I think it's safe to say it's been a pretty disastrous season for them, you know, and it's been coming on. Perhaps you could even say over this last 2 to 3 years, you know, the seasons from the start until the end just wouldn't kick off, you know. And there were a few perhaps highlights throughout the season where you thought it was a turning point, but unfortunately not. And then also the whole off the field and drama just added to that, you know, and that never help them, you know, and it's quite unsaid to see them where they are right now and having to fight in court, and you know, and it's a big blow as well for South African football.
100%. I mean, you have played for them before and quite recently, actually. So, I mean, one of the things I wanted to find out from you is it a problem that you foresaw coming, and where do you think it actually did start?
Yeah, no, I think. It was a gradual decline over 2 to 3 years, you know, even though we had won the MTN8 in 2015. I remember I had warned them in a way via my interview after that game that, you know, it's only a platform which the club has to use, you know, to build over the next 3 to 4 years, and that was after the 1908, you know. But it seems as if, you know, there was warning of signs, you know, where the team wasn't doing well, and also I felt that a few players were being sold too early. You know, we were a nice mixture, you know, of experience and the youth, but I felt that after we'd won the internet, the club felt as if it was now time to go and sell a lot more younger players, perhaps, but also bring in a lot more younger players. And unfortunately, you have to put out a team that is experienced as well if you're going to compete with all the big guns, which I felt that the team never had done, you know. And if you look back over the years of Ajax and the teams that have done well for Ajax, or being in the league or in the cup, you always find that there was a good mixture between youth and experience, you know. But if you look back over this last year or two, you will have seen that has been swung heavily towards more young players. Now you can do that, but then it means that your young players have to be top young. Players, and also the experienced guys you have in the squad, they're able to handle that of having to lead a young side. And perhaps that hasn't been the case this past year or two.
Do you think that culminated this season when you look at that squad? You know, do you think that mix was completely wrong and that is their reason for struggling to be competitive?
Yes. No, look, I mean, it's one thing to say you an experienced player because you've been playing in the league for the last 7 or 8 years, but when you talk about experience, you also need to look at that player as a person. Is he the type to lead, you know? Can he lead as well in his play, you know? And I don't think at the start of this league campaign they had enough players who they could call on as experience some guys to lead a younger player, but also, you know, have experienced guys in our play, you know, because it isn't enough to just say you're an experienced player. You have to show it as well on the field. So I felt, I expect at the beginning of the season, they never had enough key players, you know, doing well and handling enough of the pressure, you know, for the youngsters to you know, just enjoy the game, you know. And that's why as well, halfway through this league campaign, I think Ajax was forced to go and buy players and go and spend where perhaps normally they wouldn't have gone out to go buy, you know, those kind of players, you know. So yeah, it just goes to show that you can't take a shortcut, you know, and unfortunately, you know? So yeah.
Now let's move on to obviously the most controversial topic. That's the Tendai and Doro saga, which continues to rumble on. That was essentially the vital element in their automatic relegation. You know, with the points deducted, they otherwise would have finished in 15th place. Give me your thoughts on that saga as a whole, and who do you feel was at fault in this regard?
Okay, so my initial view was that Ajax was at fault, you know, because they should have done their homework, and you know, if you assign a player or if you're interested in a player, then obviously whoever's in charge of that department in the club should have checked, you know, the history of the player. But also if you're in charge of that department, you should know what the FIFA rules are, you know. But then upon them thought and, you know, having to dig into this, you know, from SAFA side and the PSL side, you know, they should have made them aware as well, and just inform Ajax that you have a player that played for two other clubs before. According to FIFA, you can't play for a third club. You can be signed by the club, but you can't play for a third team. You know, so you know, they gave Ajax the green light, which I mean, any, you know, team, as soon as the PSL has given you a pass for a player, then it's fine. So
the thing is, though, Nathan, does it not signal any kind of unprofessionalism in that the fact is that the FIFA rules were there in the first place? You know, who said what and who did what is essentially null and void when you look at the fact that the rule was already down on paper.
Yeah, no, true. Look, I mean, and so my overview is that the PSL should have been in charge of this from the outset and said, no, you can sign the player, but unfortunately he isn't allowed to play, you know. And it's now unfortunately that Ajax have now to bear this brunt of not perhaps being a highly favored team, you know, by the PSL, you know, big shots, you know. And that's the unfortunate part of South African football today.
I mean, the thing is, this conversation continues. The recent talk is, you know, Ajax will be going back to court to try and overturn this decision, which would then need the playoffs to be replayed. And could end up resulting in the league being delayed. Should they be unable to overturn the ruling made at the South Gauteng High Court, it could go all the way to the Court of Arbitration in Sport in Switzerland. Now, I mean, obviously, if they manage to turn things around in their favour, it would be beneficial. But considering that the FIFA rulings were in place from the outset, it's going to be a tough fight. It also comes at a distraction and a cost. What is your perception on the aftermath of this, and is this battle worth the energy they're putting in?
Look, I think there's two views to take. There's the above board view, which is on the surface of things. You know, they have a case, and then there's below the surface view that, you know, will the PSL allow it, you know, what implications will it have on the new league, and will the team which has won this playoffs now, will they also have an appeal? So look, I think, you know, this is has the has the potential to be a landslide, you know, opportunity or a case for South African football to now get its house in order, you know, because I mean, for too long we've been allowing these kind of instances, and the people in charge of the football in South Africa, they always seem to take their hands off it, you know. So look, I mean, I wouldn't want to see how it would pan out if Ajax is awarded this okay, you know, because then we're going to talk about three or four other clubs who are all going to appeal, because you must remember, added them to the fact that perhaps the team that wants playoffs now will appeal as well. Obviously, you're also thinking of the teams who finished inside the top eight. So you think of teams who got dropped out of,
like AmaZulu.
Yes, you know. So and that is how deep and how far this has now gone. So until the guy in charge of football in South Africa, especially the PSL, take him charge and just lead. And look here, obviously, what which ever call you make, you always have people for you or people against you, you know. But it seems as if there isn't anyone in charge there at the moment who wants to put their hand up and say, look here, we'll take charge, we'll say that look, whatever the high court rules, we stand by it. But you know, it's like they're just hiding away.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's still a complicated mess essentially at the moment. So let's also just look at performance. You know, I was looking at Ajax's previous seasons, and they finished outside the top eight in four of the last five seasons. The 2014-15 season was their high point, where they finished fifth with 44 points. Then in three of those five seasons, they finished with between 35 and 37 points, ending in positions 10, 10, and 12. When you look at some of the talent that's come through the door at Ajax, why do you think they've struggled to be more than just an average mid-table club in recent seasons?
Yeah, look, I think they have tried to fast-track too many younger players too or soon, you know, to play in the PSL team. Yes, everyone knows that Ajax is known for bringing through young players. But if you look, as I said, if you look over the past 10 years, when Ajax done well, there's always been more experienced players. And not experienced in terms of old, I'm talking about experienced perhaps between the age of 20, 24 and upwards, you know. What you find now in Ajax squad at the moment is that over the last 2 to 3 years, the squad has been heavily tipped in terms of age. So the average age, for example, 2 to 3 years ago was 22, you know, which if you're playing abroad, then I understand, because there's obviously the football level, the level of football is higher. But when you're playing back home, you must understand that you're playing away. You're playing 3 o'clock in the afternoon where it's heat and you know it's not in front of your home crowd, and so those are all things which you have to take into account, you know. And unfortunately, when you go too young with your team, you always find a problem, and when you're playing away from home, which is why the Ajax away form over this last, I don't know how long now, I think it's been 4 or 5 years, has been the worst away from in the entire league. So look, it's not good enough to bank your entire season on your home form. You have to still be able to compete away, and that's where they haven't, seen that. Yes, it's all good well to have a young squad, but you must still put out a squad that will compete. Because if your intention is to perhaps sell younger players off to a bigger team, or you want to sell them abroad, the only way you sell players in whichever team is when that actual team is doing well, you know. And that's what they have lost sight of, you know. And the warning signs have been there over this last 2 to 3 years now.
Staying with the youngsters, obviously, I mean, they are renowned for the youngsters they've developed. But now, going into this relegation, what kind of impact do you think this has, not only on their development academy, but South African football in general?
Yeah, look, it has had, when it but it will have a huge impact, you know. As we all know, perhaps if you look at all teams at the moment playing in the PSL, there's not probably one or two players who have come through the Ajax youth academy, you know. So it's a huge blow. But at the end of the day, we are involved in the elite football industry. You know, you aren't just there because of your history or because you have been known to bring to young players. You also have to remember that in order to maintain yourself up there and to be always seen as a big brand in terms of youth, you have to compete. You know, it's no point if you as a club you want to depend on what you have done. You know, and you are talking about how many players you have brought through over the last 10 years or so. You have to maintain that, you know, because the only way you maintain yourself in the PSL or in the elite football leagues is if you make sure that your PSL team, which unfortunately will always be your flagship team, is always up there, you know. And they have swung too heavily over on youth, and then forgot that a young player, the only way he learns is by playing alongside perhaps an experienced guy, or playing a team where he knows there are 4 to 5 top class experienced players who can handle perhaps the heat of the game for that young player. So the young player can learn at a pace that is okay for him, you know. So yeah, no, they've tried to reinvent that wheel which Ajax has perhaps had from the start, really, you know. And you can't, you know, do it, you know.
I mean, the this isn't something we haven't seen before in Cape Town either. You know, Santos going from PSL challengers to struggling in the lower leagues. How do you think Ajax are going to fare in the NFD currently, you know, as they head into it now and you've assessed them this season? How do you think they'll fare in that division?
Look, playing in that league is a different league, you know. It's not as tactical. It's a tough league, you know, of the players and run a lot there. But seeing that Ajax is a young team, or perhaps they've used to give more young players a chance, perhaps this is a good chance for them to have a squad that's younger, you know. So, you know, with the whole under-23 rule in the NFT, I think it could help them. You know, it could provide them with that perfect opportunity to play more and more youngsters.
The thing is, though, you know, obviously with the relegation, PSL, other PSL clubs will come sniffing too. Do you think they're going to be able to hold on to their strong young talent, or are those guys going to move on to PSL sides?
Yeah, look, I don't think that they will hold on to guys like Le Busa and those guys, but your you know, your 22-year-olds, 20-year-olds, yes, I think that they will hold on to them, because look, as I've said, if your team is doing well in the PSL anyway in the world in football, that's the only time when teams are going to come and buy any players from you. So I don't think too many clubs are going to come for the young players. I think perhaps they'll come for the mid-aged, you know, 23, 24, 25 year olds, you know, come and have a sniff there and just see who's keen to leave, you know.
I mean, the thing is, you've got to look at the finances too on that side. You know, the NFD grant is significantly less than the PSL grant, and you know, can Ajax afford to keep a lot of those higher paid players on their books?
I don't think so. I also don't think that. I think we will see within the next month, you know, what the plans are, because obviously with them having dropped them down, you know, will the sponsors stick around, you know,
exactly, and their ties to Ajax Amsterdam as well.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, that is it's going to have a way bigger impact on them. So perhaps we all know within the next, I would say, a month, you know, what is the plans, you know, who's on board with them, you know, and from there you will be able to gauge, you know, if they have a strong chance to come back immediately or if it's going to be a slog.
Now, I mean, on that note, I'm gonna give you my parting question. I'm gonna ask you to stick your head on a block and tell me, are we witnessing yet another tragic story of a football giant in South Africa, as we've seen recently with Moroka Swallows? And will Ajax Cape Town become a story told only in the history books in years to come?
Oh, that is a tough one. Why? I say that because, you know, if Ajax was playing in the EPL and they dropped down, for example, the chances of them coming back would have been a lot higher because of you know, how those two leagues are brought, perhaps they aren't that far apart, you know. But with the PSL and the NFB, I feel that each year that gap gets a bit bigger, you know, due to the under 23 rule, you know, which just harms them, you know. So look, I mean, if you look at history, there's been few teams that have gone down and have immediately, you know, jump back, you know. Yeah, because that is it's a whole new ball game for them. So to be honest, I don't see it happening. You know, I would love to see that happening from him. Emotional view, but you know, based on history and effects of teams who have gone down, and especially Cape Town teams, you know, they always find it hard playing in the NFB. I mean, win loss, have we had an NFB team from Cape Town that have won the NFB? You know, so. Yeah, no, it's going to be a slog for Washington. It's going to be a struggle. But, you know, I mean, with the famed youth, you know, structures, you know, let's see. You know, I think it's a nice exam for them. You know, if they claim to have one of the best youth academies in the world or in Africa, I think now is the perfect opportunity for them to actually, you know, see if these youngsters can play in that league.
100%. Nathan, thanks very much for your time today. We appreciate your thoughts on this matter.
Okay, Jason, thanks a lot for your time.
So there you have it. Will it be hard graft for Ajax Cape Town next season, or will the experience with youth allow them to bounce back quickly? Thank you very much for listening, and be sure to check in again next week for another episode of The Big Interview.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.